Don't worry, everybody. We still have a long way to go. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. What a most blessed night. A blessed night for many reasons, but one I think is particular to this evening, this night. And it has to do with all these people sitting up here who will receive the sacraments that the church has to offer for the first time. We have Alex, his wife Zoe, and their son Remy, who will be baptized, as well as Kaylee Will. All of them will receive baptism this evening. Victoriana Osterlund, Joe Linder, and Caleb Hatfield will be received into the church, become Catholic, and be confirmed tonight. And David Zinter, who's already Catholic but was not yet confirmed, will be confirmed tonight. And all of them, except for David, will receive the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus for the first time. In a real way, all of you will become more fully our brothers and sisters in Christ, especially Zoe, Alex, Kaylee, and Remy. That's what baptism does. It makes us part of God's family. I like to say that through your baptism in just a few minutes, you'll be more my brothers and more my sisters than my brother and my sisters in my family are naturally. The bond in baptism is more profound than even the blood relationship of families. Now, my brother and sisters are baptized too, so I share that with them. But baptism is such a significant event. If we could only see with the eyes of faith what will happen here in a moment, we would be blown away. All of you here, God has brought you to this moment. No matter who else had influence, and there's many people here who have had an influence on you, as much as you think it was maybe your own research, your own looking into the faith, ultimately it's God who brought you to this day. God has chosen you, elected you, to become more fully united to him. You may not realize how important your witness is here tonight to the rest of us, especially in our world today. We can be weak at time in our faith, and we can say, oh, I don't know about this Catholic thing. Kind of looks more fun what those people are doing over there. They don't have to do Catholic stuff. To realize we're not on a sinking ship, that there are people who desire to become Catholic, to live this faith. It's a real shot in the arm to the rest of us. So I affirm you in that, and I thank you for that great witness and what you're bringing to us, that great gift tonight. All of you, this has been a long journey, some longer than others. But I want you to know that tonight is just the beginning of that journey again. Especially Kaylee and Alex and Zoe and Remy, that seed of eternal life will be infused into your soul for the first time. The seed of eternal life that is meant to grow and blossom to the glory of heaven. All of us, all of you who have received sacraments today, it is just the beginning of a life, an adventure all the way to heaven. And there is no greater adventure than living a life in Christ, living the Catholic faith. It's no greater adventure with no greater payoff, no greater reward in the end. All of us here, especially me, most responsible, being the pastor of this parish, We'll do our best more and more to integrate you into our parish family. You, on your part, will also need to be intentional and courageous and take initiative as well. Each of you have enormous gifts and talents. We call these charisms in the church. Gifts that God has given to you, not just for yourself. I told the boys I was going to work in a Lord of the Rings reference, and here it is, boys, like Gollum, my precious. Our charisms aren't just for myself. My precious. They're meant for others. They're meant to be shared. They're meant to build up the church. And I truly look forward and am excited to see how the Lord uses you and your gifts for the church. Tonight, I also just want to give some thank yous out, especially Mark Bloomquist, who was so instrumental in leading all these people every Wednesday night, instructing them in the faith. This beautiful mass tonight, Mr. Adamski and his choir, they have put in countless hours preparing for tonight and Good Friday and Holy Thursday and even tomorrow. Tim Hebert, Steve Schmidt, Marilyn Sawada, Becca Swanson, Marley Kreiser, and all those girls who helped decorate. I said on Thursday that not all masses are created equal, right? That masses can merit greater or lesser degrees of graces. And because of your efforts, your preparation, and what you've done here tonight, this mass is giving great honor and glory to God and winning for us great graces and blessings on us here and our parish. Candidates and catechumens, thank you for your yes. And I will stress this, tonight, you are giving an irrevocable commitment to God. You have given your life entirely to Christ. So here's the thing, don't spend the rest of your life taking it back. You're giving it to God tonight. Don't spend the rest of your life taking it back. But rather allow that seed of eternal life, nourished by the sacraments, prayer, good works, sacrifices, allow that eternal life, that seed of eternal life, grow into the glory of heaven.